们感谢主，早晨借着弟兄提醒我们，我们都是神有君尊的祭司。
We thank the Lord this morning. Our brother reminded us we are all royal priesthood of God.
所以我们知道，祭司来到神面前不能两手空空。
As priests, we cannot come before the Lord empty-handed.
所以盼望早晨借着主的话语和弟兄姊妹一同交通的时候。
So I hope this morning through fellowshipping through the Word of God.
我们心里面都有一个预备。
That our hearts will be prepared.
我们要有所奉献。与我们的主。
That we will have something to offer up to the Lord.
上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到关于归回的呼召。
Last time we shared with you the calling to return.
就是要回到神的心意里来建造教会。
That is to return back to the will of God to build up the church.
就像在以斯拉记的时候。
Just as in the book of Ezra.
神呼召他的百姓从被掳之地巴比伦出来。
God called his people out of Babylon, out of captivity.
他们回到神心意中的耶路撒冷来为神建造圣殿。
And they returned to Jerusalem that is in God's heart to build up the church,
神的百姓,
to build up the house of God.
神的百姓必须离开巴比伦。
And the people of God has to depart from Babylon.
不然他们就不能在神的心意里头来建造圣殿。
Otherwise, they could not have returned to the heart of God to build up His temple.
然而离开巴比伦不是目的。
But the purpose was not to leave Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷才是他们的目的。
The goal is to return to Jerusalem.
因为圣殿必须在耶路撒冷原来的地方来被建造。
Because the temple has to be built at its original location in Jerusalem.
当时神呼召他所有的百姓。
At that time, God called all of His people.
然而只有少数的人，他们答应了神的呼召。
However, only a few answered His calling.
他们为着神的心意离开巴比伦，回到耶路撒冷。
And for God's heart, these people left Babylon and returned to Jerusalem.
这些少数的人在旧约圣经里头称他们为余剩的民。
And these few had a name in the Old Testament. They were called the remnant.
简称余民。
And they were called the remnant.
就相当于新约圣经里头启示录里头所说的得胜者。
And it's similar to the people in Revelation that is called those who overcome.
这些少数的余民，他们为了神的心意，他们付出了某种程度的代价。
And these remnants paid a cost to follow God's heart.
一方面他们需要离开他们原本熟悉的环境。
On one hand, they have to leave the familiar environment they were in.
他们需要舍弃他们原本舒适的生活。
And they have to give up their comfortable life.
另一方面他们需要离开在巴比伦原有那在会堂里的宗教生活。
On the other hand, they have to leave the religious life they had in the synagogues in Babylon.
因为他们深深知道不能够在神的心意之外来为神建殿。
Because they knew they cannot build another temple outside of God's heart.
他们需要回到耶路撒冷。
And they have to return to Jerusalem.
而我们从以斯拉记看见，当他们回到耶路撒冷之后
，And we see in the book of Ezra after they returned to Jerusalem，
他们所做的第一件事
，The first thing they did，
就是在原有的根基上筑坛
，Was that they set up the altar on its foundation。
这是早晨要和弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担
，And that's my burden to share with you this morning。
让我们一起读几处的圣经
，Let us begin with a few scriptures。
请我们打开圣经。到以斯拉记第三章。
We'll first turn to Book of Ezra, Chapter 3.
以斯拉记第三章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 6.
我先用中文读，再请我们弟兄用英文读。
I'll read it first, and our brother will translate.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。约沙达的儿子耶稣雅和他的弟兄众祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄，都起来建筑耶和华神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭，又照律法书上所写的守住棚节，按数照例献每日所当献的燔祭，其后献常献的燔祭，并在月朔与耶和华的一切圣节献祭，又向耶和华献个人的甘心祭。从七月初一日起， 他们就向耶和华献燔祭，但耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。
From verse 1. Now when the seventh month came, the sons of Israel were in their cities. The people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers and the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers arose and built the altar of God to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they set up the altar on its foundation, for they were terrified because of the people of the land, and they offered burnt offerings on it, burnt offerings morning and evening. They celebrated the feast of Booth, as it is written, and offered the fixed number of burnt offerings daily, according to the ordinances, as each day required. And afterward, there was a continual burnt offering, also for the new moons and for all the fixed festivals of the Lord that were consecrated, and from everyone who offered a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord has not yet been laid.
请我们再翻到新约圣经哥林多前书第二章。
And we'll turn to New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章，我们要读第一、第二两节。
We'll read verse 1 and 2 in 2 Corinthians 2.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Pardon me, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come to you with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
请我们再翻到马太福音。
And then turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。我们读第二十九节，二十九和三十两节。
Matthew 11 verse 29 and 30.
这是主耶稣说的话。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
This is the word of the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
最后一处我们读新约加拉太书。
And lastly, we'll read from the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主早晨，愿你爱我们的大爱再来激励我们。
Lord, may your great love again constrain us this morning.
主叫我们能够思想今天我们成了何等的人。
So we may consider what a man we have become today.
主愿我们能够在你面前有所奉献。
That we can have something to offer before you.
愿我们能够在你面前能够献上你所喜悦的。
Truly, may we offer to you what pleases you.
早晨我们仰望你圣灵在我们中间来运行。
Lord, this morning may your Holy Spirit move among us.
来做感动的工作。
To do the work and touch us.
主愿我们的心都能够来归向你。
So all our hearts will belong to you.
再跟我们说话。
Speak to us again.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 为什么当这些犹大的渔民回到耶路撒冷之后，他们第一件事情 就是要在原有的根基上来筑坛。
Why did these remnants, the first thing after upon returning to Jerusalem, the first thing they did was to set up the altar on its original foundation?
因为祭坛在神永远的心意里头是一件非常重要的事。
Because this altar is utmost important in the heart of God.
感谢主早晨借着弟兄借着以弗所书来告诉我们。
We thank the Lord this morning, our brother, through the book of Ephesians told us.
神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
God has chosen us to be his sons before the foundation of the world.
使我们能够在他的面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
So that we can be holy and blameless before his presence.
所以在那里神如何能够使我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵呢
？So how can the Lord make us holy and blameless before His presence？
乃是因着祭坛。
It is through the altar。
所以我们看见这祭坛的根基，它乃是说到在过去的永恒里头，在神的意念里头就已经存在了。
We see that it talks about the foundation of the altar because it talks about what is in God's will before the foundation of the world.
在启示录十三章里头，那圣经原文的意思给我们看见。
In Revelation chapter 13, the original text tells us.
原来早在过去的永恒里，在神的意念里头，它就有这样一个祭坛的一个意念。
In the eternity past, in before the foundation of the world, He already has this will.
后来在日期满足的时候。
And later at the fullness of time.
神就差遣他的儿子来到世上。
God sent his son to the world.
他就成就了那祭坛原有根基的意义。
And he came to fulfill the meaning of the altar.
所以我们看见在主就在加略山上他成为神的羔羊被献在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus on the hill of Calvary, he became the Lamb of God. And he offered himself up as a sacrifice.
所以祭坛原有的根基就告诉了我们，神的羔羊乃是在创立世界以前就已经有的。
So the foundation of the altar tells us that the Lamb of God existed before the foundation of the world.
而这祭坛的根基也是一直存到永远。
And this foundation of the altar will also last to eternity.
在启示录第五章，当老约翰他得着启示的时候
，In Revelation, when Apostle John received the revelation,
他看见在天上的宝座，天上的宝座
，He saw the throne in heaven.
有一羔羊站立在那
，And among the throne there is a lamb standing.
他所看见的在宝座前的这位羔羊，像是刚刚被杀的
，And this lamb that is standing at the throne, as if he is just slain.
所以我们看见在宝座前的这位刚被杀的羔羊
，And this lamb that was just slain before the throne，
他不是别的
，He is no one else，
就是我们的主耶稣
，Rather than our Lord Jesus Himself，
他被杀
，Who died for us，
他埋葬
，He was buried，
他复活
，He was risen，
他升天
，And He was ascended，
他得着荣耀
，Now He received glory。
所以我们看见就是在将来的永恒里。
So we see even in eternity future,
这位荣耀的羔羊，他仍然是刚刚被杀的样子。
This glorious lamb still takes the form of a lamb that is just slain.
所以这就是祭坛真正的意义。
That is the meaning of the altar.
它乃是从过去的永远到将来的永远。
That from eternity past to eternity future,
这位被杀的羔羊。都值得，都配得一切的荣耀。
The lamb that is slain is worthy and deserving of all glory.
所以从启示录里头，我们能够看见祭坛原有的根基不是别的。
So we see in Revelation that this foundation of the altar is no other.
就是神的羔羊。
It is no other than the Lamb of God Himself.
就是我们这位钉十字架的耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus who was crucified.
这是犹大渔民他们回到耶路撒冷之后，他们在原有的根基上筑坛。所表明的意义。
And that is the meaning why they had to set up the altar on its original foundation.
我们知道祭坛真实的意义。
And we know the true meaning of this altar.
乃是说到新约里的十字架。
It symbolizes the cross in the New Testament.
无论是旧约的祭坛。
whether it is an altar in the Old Testament
or
the cross in the New Testament,
it will
tell us the only way how man can come before God.
We know
when God created man in the beginning,
人能够自由地来到神的面前,
man can come before God's presence freely.
但是当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后,
but when Adam and Eve fell,
我们知道有罪的人就不能够来到圣洁公义的神面前。
We know sinful man can no longer come before the righteous and holy God.
所以在创世纪前面三章就让我们看见一幅图画。
So in chapter 3 in Genesis, we see this picture.
当人犯罪之后,
after the fall of man,
要能够来到神面前,
if they want to come before God,
在那里必须有活物被杀,
there had to, a living thing has to be sacrificed. And very likely that was a lamb.
借着活物的血,
and through the blood of the living being,
为有罪的人流出来,
and the blood was shed for the sinful man.
那是人能够再回到神面前的一条路。
And that was the only way how Adam and Eve can return to God's presence.
这是神所定规的。
And that is God's ordinance.
这也就是祭坛的意义。
Which is the meaning of the altar.
当百姓 被掳到巴比伦之后,
and when the people of God was taken captive into Babylon,
他们在那里渐渐地安居乐业,
and they started their own life in Babylon.
他们不仅在外面开始了有他们正常的生活,
not only they started a normal life in Babylon,
被掳的百姓在巴比伦, 他们也开始了一个新的一个宗教生活,
and they also started a new religious life,
就是会堂,
that is the synagogues.
在他们 所聚集的会堂里面,
and they invented this synagogue to meet together.
他们在那里可以一同读摩西的律法,
in there they can read the law of Moses.
他们也可以读众先知的书,
they can read all the prophets.
他们在那里跟我们一样, 他们也能够唱诗,
just like us, they can sing songs.
他们也能够祷告,
they can pray together.
还有一件事, 他们可以彼此有交通,
and they can also fellowship with one another.
就和每次我们聚集在一起的时候, 我们彼此之间能够有交通。
Just like every time we gather, we can fellowship with one another.
可是有一件事情是他们在会堂里不能做的。
But there was one thing that they could not have done in the synagogue.
就是他们不能在会堂里向神献祭。
That is, they cannot offer a sacrifice in the synagogue.
因为神借着摩西的律法, 清楚地告诉他们,
because through the law of Moses, God told them very clearly,
只有在神立他名的地方, 才可以向神献祭。
They can only sacrifice an offering to the Lord at the place where God has established His name.
所以当神借着古列王呼召他百姓, 能够离开巴比伦, 回到耶路撒冷。
So through the calling of King Cyrus, God called His people return to Jerusalem.
当时有许多神的百姓, 他们满足于在巴比伦的生活。
And many people of God were satisfied, and they were content with their life in Babylon.
他们满足于在会堂里的聚集。
And they were satisfied with their gathering in the synagogues.
他们可以听到主的话语。
And they can hear the word of the Lord.
他们可以唱诗。
They can sing songs.
他们可以祷告。
They can pray together.
他们可以彼此交通。
They can fellowship with one another.
可是他们不能够向神献祭。
But they cannot sacrifice.
在当时有许多神的百姓, 他们觉得没有关系。
But many people of God at that time, they just felt it is enough.
可是有少数的人,
But there were a few.
他们不能满足于巴比伦会堂的生活。
They were not content with the synagogue life.
他们觉得不能够向神献祭, 对他们来说是一件重要的事。
They felt it is utmost important to them to offer a sacrifice to the Lord.
所以他们愿意离开巴比伦。
So they were willing to leave Babylon.
他们愿意回到神心意中的耶路撒冷。
They were willing to return to Jerusalem.
他们渴望能够来向神献祭。
They have a desire to offer a sacrifice to God.
他们渴望能够与神有一个真实的交通。
And they have a desire to have a true fellowship with the Lord.
兄姐妹, 这是不是我们的情形?
And is this our condition, brothers and sisters?
我们每一周我们能够与弟兄姐妹一同的聚集。
Every week we can gather with brothers and sisters.
我们在这里能够听到神的话。
And here we can hear the word of the Lord.
在这里我们能够来唱诗赞美神。
And we can sing praises and hymns.
在我们聚集的当中我们可以向神祷告。
Among our gatherings we can pray to the Lord.
更好的是我们可以彼此有交通。
And even better we can fellowship with one another.
兄姐妹, 但我们是不是就满足于此了?
But are we content with just this?
所以借着犹大渔民归回耶路撒冷来在原来根基上筑坛
and through seeing the remnants of Judah to return to Jerusalem and set up the altar
他们提醒这件事提醒我们
and what they did reminded us
兄姐妹我们向神献祭我们与神有交通这件事情对你我来说是不是重要的
to bring a sacrifice before the Lord to have a true fellowship with God himself is this important to you and I
兄姐妹这就让我们看见祭坛的意义
And this shows us the meaning of the altar
同时旧约的祭坛也让我们能够看见更认识到新约十字架它丰富的内容
But also through the altar we see the fullness of the meaning of the cross
就像在利未记开头的时候让我们看见的五个祭
At the beginning of Leviticus it's recorded there were five different offerings
他说到燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭和赎愆祭
Talk about theburnt offering, the grain offering, the peace offering, the guilt offering, and the sin offering.
许多时候我们对于新约的十字架我们有一个概念
And sometimes we see the cross in the New Testament, we have a simple concept.
但是我们并不是真正明白十字架所表明那丰富的意义
But we don't always fully understand the rich meaning of the cross.
所以借着旧约里头所献的这些祭让我们能够更丰富的更真实的认识到十字架所表明的意义
So if we understand the sacrifices on the altar in the Old Testament then we can know the full meaning of the cross
比方说燔祭就说出了我们的主耶稣他是如何的满足父神的心意
For example the burnt offering tells us how the Lord Jesus satisfied God's heart fully
他如何叫神的心得着喜悦
How he satisfied and pleases the Father's heart
素祭就让我们看见我们的主他是如何的柔细
And we see how the Lord Jesus is gentle in through the grain offering
他是如何的清洁被献在神的面前
how he is clean and perfect sacrifice before the Lord
平安祭就说出了主耶稣他如何借着十字架成就了我们与神之间的和平
And the peace offering tells us how the Lord through the cross reconciled us and restored peace between us and God
赎罪祭则让我们看见我们的主他是无罪的替我们成为罪被献在神的面前
And the sin offering tells us how the Lord a sinless lamb was made sin for us and he was offered before the Lord for our sins
借着主在十字架所成就的使我们的罪身灭绝
Through what he has accomplished on the cross our sinful flesh can be destroyed
赎愆祭则让我们看见主耶稣所流出的宝血是如何洗净了我们一切的罪恶过犯
And the guilt offering or the trespass offering tells us how his precious blood was shed so that all of our sins can be forgiven
看见主耶稣他是神的羔羊在十字架上为我们的过犯他承担了那罪的刑罚和审判
And we see how the Lamb of God was taken up on the cross for our trespasses and he took the punishment of our sins
所以弟兄姐妹我们不仅要认识祭坛它完全的意义
So not only we need to understand the full meaning of this altar
我们也需要在今天过一个祭坛的生活
But also today we need to live a life before the altar
祭坛的生活就是说到我们需要背起十字架来跟随我们的
And this life before the altar is, tells us we need to follow the Lord and take up our cross
一个不认识祭坛的人
For a person who does not know the altar,
一个没有过祭坛生活的人
who does not have a life before the altar,
他就不能够为神来建造圣殿
he cannot build a house for the Lord.
同样的，一个不认识十字架的人
at the same time, if someone does not know the cross,
一个没有背十字架生活的人
a person who has no life in taking up the cross and following
the Lord, 我们就不能与神同工来建造神的教会
and we cannot be co-workers to build up the church.
因为十字架的意义简单来说
Because the meaning of the cross is simple
就是不照我的意思只照你的意思
It's simply not my will but yours be done
建造教会不能根据人的意思
Building up the church cannot be based on men's opinions
建造教会也不能根据人的方法
It cannot be based on men's methods
教会的建造必须要根据神的方法
To build up the church we have to follow the way of the Lord
那就是十字架
That is the way of the cross
所以我们不仅要认识十字架的真理
So not only we need to know the truth about the cross
我们必须要明白耶稣基督钉十字架的意义
But we must understand the meaning of the cross
在这个根基上
And we have to be built up upon this foundation.
我们有所奉献。
So that we can bring our sacrifice on this foundation.
这就说到我们要天天背起我们的十字架来跟随。
That is why the Lord says we need to take up our cross daily and follow Him.
我们需要天天来过十字架的生活。
And daily we need to live this life of cross.
前面弟兄告诉我们，十字架是神解决宇宙之间所有问题的答案。
A brother has told us before that the cross is the solution to all the problems in the universe.
十字架解决了神与人之间的问题。
The cross solved the problem between God and man.
我们知道这就是耶稣基督钉十字架所成就的。
We know this was accomplished by the crucifixion of Christ.
十字架也解决了我们人与人之间所有的问题。
He also solved all the problems between man and man.
这就是我们天天背起十字架所能够达到的一个果效。
And this is what we experience and the result of us taking up our cross daily.
十字架是如何解决我们与神之间的问题呢？
So how does the cross resolve the problem between us and God?
我们知道在我们身上有两个主要的问题。
We know there are two major problems in us.
一个就是我们所犯的一切的罪。
One is all the sins that we have committed.
弟兄翻译出来了，就是多数的罪行。
It is the plural of the actions of sin.
就说到我们罪的行为。
And these are the sins that we have committed.
就如早晨弟兄姐妹所祷告的，我们的罪如朱红。
And just as our brothers all prayed this morning, our sins like crimson.
然而借着主耶稣在十字架上所流的血。
Yet through the precious blood that was shed by the Lord on the cross.
他洗净了我们一切的。
He has washed away all our trespasses.
叫我们能够在神的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we can be holy and blameless before the Lord.
所以借着主耶稣在十字架所流的血，
and through His precious blood on the cross,
就洗净了我们所有罪行的问题。
It cleansed all our sins.
姐妹，刚刚诗歌提醒我们，
and the hymn that we just sang reminded us,
主的血对你我是否是那样的宝贵？
Is the blood of the Lord Jesus precious to you and I?
姐妹，我们需要认识十字架。
We need to know the cross.
我们需要认识主在十字架上所流的宝血的意义。
We need to know the meaning of the precious blood on the cross.
叫我们能够活在宝血的底下。
So that we can live under this blood.
我们能够认识到宝血的功效。
So that we can know the effectiveness of the blood.
使我们成为一个天天感恩的人。
So that daily we can give thanks to Him.
所以我们看见主的十字架不仅借着他所流的血洗净了我们所有的罪。
We see that on the cross, not only through His blood, all our sins are forgiven.
主的十字架也解决了我们继续犯罪的问题。
But on the cross, He also resolved the problem why we continue to sin.
我想我们都知道，当我们蒙恩得救之后。
Because we know after we were saved,
我们都经历了宝血的功效。
We have all experienced the power of the blood.
我们也都有那说不出的喜乐。
We all have this joy unspeakable.
因为我们一切的罪恶过犯都被主的宝血给洁净。
Because all our sins and trespasses has been cleansed by His blood.
然而在我们信主之后，
But then after we were saved,
我们不久就要发现，
Very soon we'll realize,
我们仍然还会犯罪。
We'll still sin.
我们偶尔还被过犯所胜。
And sometimes we're still overcome by trespasses.
我们可能又和配偶吵架。
Sometimes we'll still argue with our spouse.
我们可能又做了我们不该做的事情。
Sometimes we'll still do things that we should not have done.
这时候我们就想，主的宝血已经洗净我从前所有的罪恶。
And then we're puzzled. Didn't the Lord's blood has already washed all our sins?
那我今天怎么还继续的犯罪呢？
How can I still sin?
所以我们看见在我们这个肉身的里头，
So we see in our flesh,
有一个犯罪的天性。
There is a nature of
sin. 这个罪性呢，就叫我们不继续不断的来犯罪。
And because of this nature, we continue to commit sins.
所以这个继续犯罪的问题怎么解决呢？
Then how can we solve this problem?
乃是借着主的十字架。
That is also by the cross of the Lord.
这是神的救法。
And that is His salvation.
当主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，
Through His crucifixion,
神已经把我们放在他的里面。
He has placed all of us in Him.
叫我们与他同钉十字架。
That we are crucified with the Lord.
使我们的罪身灭绝。
So that our sinful flesh
can be
destroyed.
甚至说，叫我们这会犯罪的天性呢，被置于一个死地。
That is to say, He has crucified our sin. A nature of sin.
借着信， 我们看见我们会犯罪的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Through faith, we can see our old flesh that's prone to sin has already been crucified with Christ.
当我们把我们这会犯罪的肉体摆在一个死的地位上的时候
，We place our body, our sinful flesh, into a place of death.
我们就发现一个已死的人他是不会犯罪的。
Then we can see the fact is that a dead man cannot sin.
所以今天基督的十字架在我们身上还要施行的拯救。
And this is the salvation the cross is showing us daily.
弟兄姐妹，你有看过一个已死的人他仍然犯罪吗
？Have you seen any dead man still sinning?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
这就是今天神借着基督十字架在我们身上所要实现的一件事情。
And this is what the Lord wants to realize in us through His cross.
这是为什么主说若人要跟从我。就要天天背起他的十字架来跟从。
That is why the Lord says, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to carry his cross daily and follow after me.
这是让我们看见基督的十字架解决了我们与神之间这一切所有的问题。
And we see the cross has resolved all the problems between man and God.
神在我们身上借着十字架来除去、来对付我们会犯罪的肉体。
And through the cross, he deals away with all of our sinful flesh.
叫基督的生命、基督的性情越来越多的能够成形在我们身上。
So the life and the character of Christ can be formed in us.
好，第二方面，我们看见十字架，它要解决人与人之间的问题。
Secondly, the cross will resolve the problem between man and man.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有经历过人与人之间的问题
？I don't know if you have encountered any problem between men.
如果你已经结婚的话，我肯定你一定经历过。
If you are married, then I'm sure you have experienced it.
我们感谢主，昨天晚上我们在基督真理组的弟兄姐妹当中，我们有一个聚集。
We thank the Lord, among the Basic Truth Brothers, Bible Study Group, we had a gathering last night.
主给我们这次聚集的一个负担呢，就讲到夫妻的合一。
The burden the Lord gave us for this gathering last night was the unity between husband and wife.
记得弟兄姐妹分享到他们在夫妻生活当中的一些学习。
And our brothers and sisters shared what they have learned
in their marriage life. 人与人之间有许多的问题。
And it was not hard to realize there were a lot of problems.
我们中间有高中生还没有结婚。
And we have high schoolers among us. They haven't been married.
我的意思说你们还没有结婚。
What I mean is that they have not yet married.
那你们跟其他人当中，跟其他人之间有没有问题呢
？So do you have problems between you and other people?
你们跟老师之间有没有问题
？Do you have problems between you and your teachers?
你们跟同学之间有没有问题
？And with your classmates?
我们看见我们生活在这个世界里头。
We see as long as we live in this world.
当人与人之间相处的时候
，Whenever you have interaction between man and man.
充满了许多的问题。
Our lives are full with problems.
这些问题怎么解决呢
？How can we resolve these issues?
不是去找你的好朋友去抱怨你的老师。
It is not to go to your best friends and complain about your teachers.
也不是跟你的好朋友去抱怨你另外一个同学。
And it's not to go with your friend to rant about some other friends.
要解决人与人之间的问题。
To resolve your problem between men.
它唯一的解决方法就是十字架。
The only way to for any resolution is the cross.
我们上周四灵长弟兄姐妹的查经聚会，我们读到《使徒行传》第十五章。
Last Thursday, in the elderly's meeting, we read Acts chapter 15.
在那里呢，记载了保罗和巴拿巴所发生的一个问题。
It recorded some issues between Paul and Barnabas.
哎呀，我们说保罗啊，他是。在大马色路上，从天上得着异象，得着启示。
And we see Paul who received the great revelation on the way to Damascus.
那使徒行传圣经里头也告诉我们，巴拿巴呢是个好人，是被圣灵充满的。
But Acts also tell us Barnabas is a good man, filled by the Holy Spirit.
你说这样子两个这么属灵的基督徒啊，他们在一起，他们会有问题吗
？And you see these two spiritual heavyweights, how can they have problems between each other?
使徒行传十五章就让我们看见他们之间的确发生一个问题。
But we saw they really had a problem.
这问题是什么呢
？What was the problem？
他们就为了说他们在要去宣教、去布道的时候呢，要不要带马可这个事情呢？他们之间就发生了争执。
The issue was on their way to their mission trip. Should they have brought Mark? And they had arguments about this.
那为什么为了马可有什么好争执呢
？What's the argument about Mark？
好，我们就往时间倒流，往回看一下。
Then you have to you have to rewind and see what happened before.
就上一次啊，保罗和巴拿巴他们出去 传神的福音的时候。
Because on the previous trip, when Paul and Barnabas went out on the mission,
年轻的马可呢，他也跟着去了。
Young Mark, back at that time also went with them.
他也看见当他们传神的福音的时候，神机骑士伴随着他们。
And he saw how the Lord, accompanied their missions with, great signs and miracles.
可到了半路上。
But on halfway through,
他们也遭遇了一些难处。
They encountered some difficulties.
他们也遭遇犹太人的一些抵挡。
There's some oppositions from the Jews.
当时的路上呢，他们那个地形啊也是非常的险峻。
And also their journey was treacherous.
可能有江河的危险，盗贼的危险。
And there were dangers from the rivers, dangers from the thieves.
还要爬高山。
And they have to hike great mountains.
实在是太辛苦了。
It was too difficult.
所以那时候呢，年轻的马可呢，他就突然间就软弱了。
So Mark, who was very young at that time, became weak.
前面有弟兄说他可能就想家了。所以他就回到耶路撒冷去。
And some brother told us maybe he was homesick, so he returned to Jerusalem.
因着在第一次马可跟着他们呢，但是呢他半途就逃跑了，所以在使徒行传第十五章的时候，保罗就说不可以带马可。
And because Mark became a deserter the first time he followed on the trip, so the second time Paul says I'm not going to take Mark.
巴拿巴呢就觉得说还是带着马可好。
But Barnabas felt that it is still good to bring Mark along.
结果保罗和巴拿巴呢就起了争执。
And therefore a great dissension rose between Paul and Barnabas.
然后圣灵在圣经里头特别记载的下一句话说，他们争执到个地步呢，甚至分开。
And the Holy Spirit especially recorded that they had a great dissension until that they departed with each other.
他们就分开了。
They had a sharp disagreement and they separated.
保罗和巴拿巴是为了什么事情分开呢？
Why did they separate?
是为了真理的缘故吗？
Was it for the sake of truth?
不是的。
It wasn't.
有弟兄说，这他们可能是个性不合。
Some people said perhaps their personality did not gel anymore.
因为保罗呢，他是一个很严谨的人。
Because Paul is very strict.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He was the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他是真法利赛人。
He was a true Pharisee.
他不是假冒伪善的法利赛人。
He was not a hypocrite.
所以他言语言以待己。
So he was strict on himself.
所以他对马可这个半途逃跑的逃兵呢，他说不可以再带他。
So he's also very strict to Mark, who was a deserter.
那有人说，因为圣经说巴拉巴是好人。
And Barnabas was a very kind man.
他是劝慰子。
And he is the son of encouragement.
他总是给人有第二次的机会。
He always offers second chance to another
person. 多给人有点鼓励。
He always wants to encourage.
他跟保罗说，还是带马可。
So he always says, we should still take Mark.
再给他一点机会。
Give him another chance.
保罗说不行。
And Paul says no.
巴拿巴说可以。
Barnabas says, oh, it's okay.
为了这一个争执，
but because of this, they had a sharp disagreement and separated.
我们听了这件事，我们是不是感到很灰心呢？
And if you hear this, do we feel discouraged?
We feel the same way.
Do we feel the same way?
在我们的生活当中，
in our lives,
我们跟人之间有许多的争执。
And sometimes we have arguments between each other.
弟兄姐妹，是为真理的缘故吗？
Sometimes is it for the sake of truth?
还是为了很小的事情？
Or is it just for very small things?
昨天我们在讨论到夫妻合一的问题的时候，
Last night we were talking about the unity between husband and wife.
弟兄姐妹就发现一个共同的事情。
And one common thing that we discovered.
夫妻的发生问题的时候，
It is that when there is a problem, an issue between husband and wife.
大多数都是为了很小的事情。
Most of the time is for the tiniest matters.
比方说。
For example,
孩子是吃饭前弹琴还是吃饭后弹琴？
Should the kid practice piano before the meal or after the meal?
孩子学三样东西还是要学五样东西？
Should they go take three lessons or five lessons?
今天呢，这个丈夫煮饭。
Today, if the husband is cooking,
煮完了以后呢，厨房呢就乱七八糟。
After he cooks, the kitchen is in a mess.
妻子回来，妻子看见丈夫这么辛苦做的菜。
And the wife will come back and see how her husband cooked a great deal.
妻子没有说，哎呀，你这个菜做的这么多这么好。
And she doesn't say, oh, you cook so much and so well.
妻子只说，你怎么把厨房弄得这么乱？
Instead, she will say, why did you create such a mess in the kitchen?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是你我生活当中，我们人与人之间相处所产生的问题？
And isn't this a problem that we have with one another?
就为这些许多不足为道的事。
And with all these small and trivial matters,
我们坚持。
We insist on ourselves.
我们不肯放弃。
We cannot give up our own ways.
就像有一位姐妹，她做见证说。
Just a sister testified.
她说要跟丈夫啊要冷战，冷战。
She said sometimes I go into cold war with my husband.
就是不讲话。
That is, I don't talk to him.
哎呀，不讲话，两个人都很难过的。
And if you don't talk, then both of you are in trouble.
不仅两个人难过。
Happy.Not only you are not very happy.
你冷战不久之后啊，家里的孩子他也会注意到的。
But also after a while of this cold war, even their children realize.
他们就发现怎么这个事情问妈妈。
And sometimes they bring a matter to the mom.
那件事情找爸爸。
Another thing to the father.
怎么爸爸妈妈他们不讲话的。
But they don't talk to each other.
然后他们也开始感到恐惧。
And even the children are afraid.
哎呀，一天一天过去。父母亲还是不讲话。
Day after day, my parents have not talked to each other for a while.
是不是很快就要离婚了
？Are they going to go in the divorce soon?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见都是为了极小的事情。
And these are all for the very small, trivial matters.
那当姐妹见证说，当她读圣经的时候
，So our sister testified when she was reading the Bible.
哎，觉得说这实在不是为了真理的缘故嘛。
She felt this is nothing. It's not about the truth.
基督如何饶恕了我？那我也应当饶恕我的丈夫。
How the Lord has forgiven me, I should also forgive my husband.
非常属灵的。
And it sounds very spiritual.
可是想一想。
But the more she thought about it,
不行。
And she thought,
这一次如果再放过他的话。
No, if I can't just let this go this time.
这个毛病怎么能够改得过来
？If I let this go, then how can he be changed?
所以坚持不肯和解。
So she insisted she would not be reconciled.
就可能一个礼拜、两个礼拜不讲话。
And it would go on a week, 2 weeks without speaking to one another.
这是为了什么缘故
？What is this for?
你发现我们为了生活当中许多不足为道的事情。
And a lot of time for these trivial matters in our lives.
我们看见神心意中所愿意得着的夫妻的合一。受到破坏
，and it destroys the unity between husband and wife, which the Lord desires.
就像保罗和巴拿巴一样
，and just like Paul and Barnabas,
甚至分开
，they will separate.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们何等需要十字架，在我们生活当中解决人与人之间的问题。
Brothers and sisters, how we need the cross to resolve these issues between men.
所以我们不仅需要认识十字架的真理。
So not only we need to know the truth about the cross.
我们不需要，我们不仅要知道耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们成就。
Not only we need to know what the Lord has accomplished for us on the cross.
我们也要来学习过一个十字架的生活。
But we also need to learn to live this life of the cross.
这是在原有的根基上要有所奉献。
That is to offer and consecrate upon the original foundation.
我们知道献祭的根基就是基督的十字架。
We know the foundation of the altar is the cross of Christ.
因为只有基督的十字架是神所要得着的奉献的那个根基。
Because that is the only foundation the Lord desires for any sacrifice.
只有在基督的十字架的根基之上，我们才能够向神献上神所喜悦的祭。
Only through this, only on this foundation can we offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
所以主耶稣在马太福音就告诉我们，他说：“我心里柔和谦卑。”
So Lord Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew, says, "I am gentle and humble in heart."
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这个轭就讲到主的十字架。
This yoke is the cross.
主说我们也要与他同负轭。
The Lord says, "We will also take up this yoke."
这就成为我们天天生活当中的那个十字架。
And that becomes our daily cross.
主说，当我们与他同负轭的时候
，And he tells us we take up the yoke with him.
我们渐渐的就会有主的样式在我们身上。
Gradually, we will learn from him and become like him.
主的样式是什么呢
？What is his likeness?
主说，我心里柔和谦卑。
He says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是十字架在我们身上工作的一个结果。
And that is the result of the work of the cross in us.
一个过十字架生活的人。
A person who lives the life of the cross.
一个背十字架跟随主的一个人。
A person who follows the Lord and taking up his cross.
他的里面是充满了柔和谦卑。
We see that inside him is full of gentleness and meekness.
他里面是柔软。
He is soft inside.
它里面不是刚硬
，He is not hard。
它里面是谦卑的
，He is humble。
它里面不是骄傲的
，He is not proud。
所以我们在过去教历史当中，我们看见一个非常叫人惋惜的一个情形。
And we see when we go through the history, we see some sad examples.
我们看见有一些神的儿女们。
And we see some of the children in of the Lord.
他们向着神实在是有热心。
And they really had a zealous heart before the Lord.
他们也愿意为神极其的劳苦。
And they were willing to toil and labor for the Lord.
可是他们不认识十字架。
But they did not know the cross.
可是他们不是背着十字架来跟随主。
And they were not following the Lord by taking up their cross.
因着没有过一个十字架的生活。
Because they did not have the life before the cross.
我们看见他们越热心。
We see the more they became zealous.
当他们越劳苦的时候。
The more they labored.
他们给教会的建造带来更多的问题。
The more trouble they brought to the building up of the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们需要来过一个十字架的生活。
So we see that we need to live a life before the cross.
好叫我们在教会的建造上面不成为神工作的拦阻。
So that we will not be an opposition to the building up of the church.
我们不能在祭坛的根基之外来向神献祭。
And we cannot offer to him a sacrifice outside of the altar.
我们需要在十字架的根基之上，我们才能够将自己奉献给神。
Any offering and consecration has to be set upon the foundation of the altar.
所以我们要来思想说，我们如何能够在祭坛的原有根基上面来向神有所奉献。
So we need to consider how can we offer a sacrifice on the foundation of this altar.
我们从旧约的一幅图画，我们来看，就是在列王记的历史所给我们看见的。
We see in the history recorded in the Kings, in the Old Testament, we see a picture.
就是不用秋坛来代替祭坛的生活。
That is, we cannot replace the altar by high place with high places.
秋坛什么意思呢
？What is a high place?
秋坛就说出了在神心意之外所献的祭。
And that is a sacrifice and an offering that was established outside of God's heart.
用今天的话说，就是所谓的宗教的行为。
And in today's language, it is a religious activity.
就是在十字架的根基之外，我们。献给神
，which is a gift presented to God outside of the cross.
我们看见以色列列王的历史里头
，and we see throughout the history of the kings.
这秋坛对于神百姓的影响是非常的深远。
High places had great influences to the people of God.
就算在他们列王的历史当中，曾经有几个好的王呢，他们被主兴起来。
Even there were a few good kings that were raised up by the Lord.
但是我们看见神的百姓很快的又回到那秋坛的影响底下。
But the people of God will quickly return to the influence of the high places.
他们没有在，他们不在祭坛来献祭给神。
They did not offer sacrifices on the altar.
他们跑到秋坛来向神献祭。
Rather, they will go to different high places and bring their sacrifice.
当然，我们看见他们在秋坛所献的不是归给神，而是归给他们所拜的偶像。
And we see that they did not offer a sacrifice to God on the high places, but rather to Baal and many different idols.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识到，今天我们需要把自己奉献给神。
So we need to understand, we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们的时间
，our time，
我们的生活
，our lives，
我们的力气
，strength，
我们的精神
，our mental abilities，
我们的金钱
，our money，
我们的儿女
，our children。
弟兄姐妹都应当要奉献给我们的神。
All of this needs to be sacrificed and consecrated to the Lord.
但这个奉献必须是在十字架的根基之下。
But all these sacrifices needs to be upon the foundation of the cross.
不再是照着我们的意思。
No longer according to our will.
乃是要照着神的意思。
But God's will be done.
就像亚伯拉罕将他儿子以撒献给神一样。
And just as Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
我们看见在摩利亚山上，亚伯拉罕照着神的命令，他将以撒要献给神的时候。
We see on Mount Moriah when Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son.
他以为他要将以撒杀了以后，用火烧当做燔祭献给神。
He thought his sacrifice should be that he would slay Isaac and burn him on the altar.
而神却让他看见。
But the Lord showed him a different way.
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
That God will prepare on God's mountain.
神预备了一只羊羔。
He had prepared a ram.
代替了亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒。
And it became a substitute for Isaac.
弟兄姐妹，那就是十字架的启示。
And that is a revelation of the cross.
在摩利亚山上，神叫亚伯拉罕认识到神他不爱惜自己的儿子，为世人舍了。
on Mount Moriah, Abraham realized God will not spare even his own son and sacrifice him for the world.
然而在那里，亚伯拉罕就在十字架的根基之下将以撒献给他。
But at that place, at the foundation of this cross, Abraham offered his son Isaac.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
在亚伯拉罕还没有在摩利亚山奉献以撒的之前，
Before he sacrificed Isaac,
以撒是亚伯拉罕的。
Isaac would belong to Abraham.
以撒将来要学什么专业，亚伯拉罕决定。
What major Isaac would go to study, Abraham had to decide.
以撒要学几样的活动，几样的东西，亚伯拉罕决定。
Abraham would decide how many talents Isaac would learn.
以撒将来要娶谁为妻，亚伯拉罕决定。
Abraham would decide who Isaac would choose as a wife.
但在摩利亚山奉献之后，
But after his sacrifice on Mount Moriah,
我们看见以撒仍然跟亚伯拉罕一同生活。
We see Isaac was still living with Abraham.
但亚伯拉罕知道，
But Abraham knew,
在以撒的身上，他的主权不再是他的。
He no longer has any right on in the life of Isaac.
以撒将来要学什么专业，是神决定。
God will have to decide which major Isaac studies.
以撒将来要去哪里念书，是神决定。
God will have to decide which school Isaac goes to.
就是在以撒身上的主权，亚伯拉罕已经献给了神。
Abraham has transferred all the right and sovereignty in Abraham's life.
I mean, Isaac's life. 奉献的意义。
That is the meaning of this
consecration.
It is a transfer of rights.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们要过十字架的生活。
So today, if we want to live a life before the cross,
我们不能够照着我们的意思来奉献给神。
We cannot offer to him according to our will.
我们不能够用秋坛的奉献来代替祭坛的奉献。
We cannot substitute the sacrifice on the altar with sacrifices on high places.
我们需要在主耶稣的十字架的根基上，我们来学习奉献的生活。
We need to come to the foundation of the cross of Christ and learn a life of consecration.
第二方面，十字架的生活，我们不能够用人工的十字架来代替基督的十字架。
Secondly, we cannot substitute the cross of Christ with the fabricated cross.
也就是说，我们不能够自己找十字架的苦。
Now, we cannot seek out the pain on the cross by a manufactured way.
我们也不能要制造这个人为的十字架，叫我们成为别人的十字架。
We cannot fabricate a cross to become other people's cross.
这个我稍微说明一下。
I want to explain this.
我们知道在教会历史当中，
We know throughout the history, church history,
有一些神的儿女们，他们实在是爱主。
There were people of God who really loved the Lord.
他们爱主爱到一个地步，
To a point,
他们感觉到说这个犯罪的这个肉体啊，肉身啊，实在是拦阻了他们能够来遵照神的旨意。
They felt their nature of their sinful flesh really opposed them from following the Lord.
今天我们有年轻人在我们中间。
We have young people among us.
当我们喜欢打电动玩具，
If you like to play video games,
父母说不要打。
And your parents tell you not to play.
主学老师也说不可以打那么多。
And Sunday school teachers tell you not to play too much.
哎呀，可是我控制不住啊，我就是想打。
But you just can't control yourself. You just want to play.
整天的打。整晚的打。
And you want to play every day, every night.
哎呀，我心里面也很懊悔。
And even your heart sometimes regrets.
明明知道这件事情是不好的。
You know it is not good, it's not pleasing to God.
但是呢，我实在控制不住。
But I just cannot control myself. 我实在
胜不过。
I cannot overcome it.
那怎么办呢？
Then what do I do?
在旧约历史当，在从前教会历史当中，就有弟兄姐妹呢，他们要对付这个有罪的这个。有罪性的这个肉体。
Throughout history, there were people trying to deal with their sinful flesh.
他们就穿那个有钉子的衣服。
Then they will wear clothes with nails on them.
不像我们今天看到那个有的穿钉子的衣服，钉子是往外面。
Not like some of the fashion that we see today. They have nails or studs pointing outward.
当时弟兄姐妹他们穿这个钉子的衣服的时候呢，钉子是往里面。
And they were wearing clothes with nails pointing inward.
他们想。穿着这个衣服啊，天天背十字架。
And this is their way of following, taking up their cross.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就当他们有些动作不好的时候，
Whenever they make a wrong movement,
钉子呢就怎么样？就刺他们。
And the nails will prick them.
他们认为这就是受十字架的苦。
And they felt that they were taking up the suffering of the cross.
真的是很苦。
And it is suffering.
就里面人工的十字架会叫我们很苦的。
But this man-made manufactured cross will really bring a lot of suffering.
就是我们给自己找十字架的苦啊。
And we bring afflictions on ourselves.
这就是自找苦吃。
And it is self-deserved.
这苦得不得了。
Because it is so painful.
确实死不了。
But you cannot die on the cross.
就像十字架与主耶稣同定的两个强盗一样。
Just as the two robbers next to the Lord.
哎呀，受十字架的苦。
And they also bear their cross.
可却死不了。
But they did not die on the
cross. 一直苦，一直受苦。
They will suffer and suffer.
这不是十字架真正的意义。
And that is not the true meaning of the cross.
我们也不要成为别人的十字架。
And nor do you want to be other people's.
不要听那弟兄交通说我们要过十字架的生活。
And not because I said we need to live a life of the cross.
啊，从今天开始啊，我就做我妻子的十字架。
So today you decide to become the cross for your wife.
我就帮帮主啊，帮帮主，就是让我妻子多受点十字架的苦。
He said, you will help God out and to bring more suffering of the cross to your wife.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能够用这人为的十字架。
We cannot use any of the man-made and fabricated cross.
人为的十字架乃是在神心意的根基之外，来成就神的心意。
And that is also outside of God's heart, outside of the foundation.
所以在以斯拉记给我们看见，当这些渔民他们在原有根基上筑坛之后
，So in the book of Ezra, we see after they set up the altar on its foundation,
他们就照着摩西的律法在其上来献祭。
They offered a burnt offering as it is written in the law of Moses.
那这边简单的说到几个方面。
So here he talks about a few aspects.
他说到他们就献上当献的燔祭。
First they burn, they offer the burnt offerings.
当献的燔祭什么意思呢
？What does it mean the burnt offerings？
简单的说，就是早晨弟兄姐妹借着罗马书十二章的祷告。
This morning a brother prayed according to Romans chapter 12。
就是将我们身体献上，当作活祭。
To offer our bodies as a living sacrifice。
主的话说，这是理所当然。
The Lord says this is well pleasing, this is reasonable。
弟兄姐妹，因为神是用他儿子的命。
Because we have been purchased by the life of His Son.
我们理当归给他。
And we belong to Him.
姐妹，每一个蒙恩的神的儿女。
And every child that's born by His grace.
我们每一个人都必须要将自己当作活祭来献给神。
Every one of us ought to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
在我一生当中，有两件事情是我从来没有后悔。
And there are two things in my life that I have never regretted.
一件就是蒙恩得救。
One is that I was saved.
有没有人后悔说你蒙恩得救的？
Has anyone here regretted that you became saved?
我想没有一个人。
I don't think anyone would.
我们都为着我们能够蒙恩得救，我们心里面感谢赞美我们。
We are all thankful and praise, and full of praise because we are saved by grace.
还有一件事是我始终没有后悔的。
But there is another thing that I've never regretted.
就是在我蒙恩得救之后。
That is after I became saved.
因着主的爱激励我。
By the constraining power of his love.
我将我自己奉献给神。
I offer myself as a living sacrifice.
这里面就是我们所当献的燔祭。
And this is a rightful offering.
如果你已经蒙恩得救。
And if you have already been saved.
如果你已经蒙恩得救多年。
If you have been saved for many years,
你还没有曾经将自己当作活祭来献给神。
You still have not consecrated yourself as a living sacrifice.
愿早晨主的爱也激励你。
May the love of the Lord this morning constrain you again.
因着神的慈悲，我们得着激励。
By His mercies, may we be urged.
你愿意将自己来奉献给神。
That you will be willing to consecrate yourself.
这是说到当献的燔祭。
And this is to talk about the burnt offerings.
第二，他们也在那里呢，也奉献长献的燔祭。
Secondly, they offered the burnt offerings, a fixed number of burnt offerings.
长献的燔祭就是说呢，你要不断的献上。
They continue to offer burnt offerings as they each day required. 你看见
那个燔祭坛的火呢，是从晚上到早上一直在那里烧的。
And we see the fire on the altar.It's not put out. It is burning from day to, morning to evening.
我们看见基督十字架的大爱，就像祭台上的火。
And we see the love of Christ is like that fire on the altar.
因着主的爱在那里激励我们。
Because it continues to burn and encourages us.
我们不仅有第一次全人的奉献。
Not only we have that first initial consecration.
在我们的生活当中。
but in our daily living.
我们天天更新的奉祀。
Daily we renew our sacrifice.
不还是说别人的用别人的例子哈，就是用我自己做例子。
I dare not use other people's example but my own.
我跟我姐妹结婚之后。
After we were married to my wife.
我们就有一个孩子。
And we had one child.
两个孩子。
And two.
三个孩子。
Then three.
然后这个生活当然可想而知。
And then you can imagine our life.
是何等的丰富。
It's fullness.
也是非常的忙碌。
And but it's also very busy.
姐妹非常的辛苦。
And my wife became very busy.
那我也照着我所知道的，尽我所能的，我们一起来来照顾这个家。
But according to what I know, also what I could do, we try our best to take care of the house.
就有一天啊，姐妹就有点生气了，她就问我一件事。
One day my wife became a little angry and she asked me.
说问是比较含蓄。
And I was humbled by saying she asked me.
她就责备我说，你怎么从来不洗厕所
？Rather she rebuked me, saying, "How come you never clean the bathroom?"
她这样一问呢，我倒也愣了一下。
And at her questioning, I also was shocked.
当然，我想一想啊，我做了很多事嘛。
And I was thinking back, I thought I've also done many other things.
洗厕所这件事情做不做好像没有关系吧，我也做了很多其他的。
And even though I did not clean the bathroom, but I've done many others.
就后来姐妹呢，她仍然继续的追问这件事情。
But my wife continued to question me on this.
为什么你从来不洗厕所？
How come you never clean the bathroom?
后来我想一想。
And I thought about it even more.
也没有什么特别的理由。
I thought I didn't have any excuses.
也不是有什么特别的原因。
I didn't have any reasons.
乃是我一辈子没有洗过厕所。
It's just that my whole life I've never done it.
但这是有原因的。
And perhaps I did have a reason.
在台湾的时候。
Because back when I was in Taiwan.
就是有时候我要帮帮家里，帮帮爸爸妈妈哈，洗洗清洗厕所。
And sometimes my parents ask me to help clean the. Sometimes I want to help my parents and clean the house.
我母亲就很着急的赶快冲到厕所来。
If I want to say I want to clean the bathroom for them, my mom will run to the bathroom and chase me out.
就把我赶出去了。
And she will chase me out.
她说：“哎呀，不需要你。”
She will always say, "You don't have to do this."
这是可能是一个传统的观念。
And perhaps it's by tradition.
但是可能造成一个原因。
But that became my upbringing.
就是一个不知不觉当中呢，好像我觉得。这件事情好像跟我没有关系。
So unknowingly, subconsciously, I just thought this had nothing to do with me.
那感谢神，借着姐妹的提醒。
But by the reminder of my wife.
因着我是一个已经奉献给神。
Because I thought I've been consecrated to the Lord.
当姐妹提醒之后。
And after she reminded me.
我很自然的更新我的奉献。
And I had to renew my consecration.
我就开始洗厕所。
So I began to learn to clean the bathroom.
直到今天。
Until this day,
那个祭台上的火没有停过。
And the fire on the altar continues to burn.
洗得很喜乐。
And I found joy in cleaning the bathroom.
弟兄姐妹，如果你们在教会有洗厕所的话呢，你在家里一定要洗厕所。
So brothers and sisters, if you have the burden to clean the bathroom here at church, do it also at home.
因为我们是一个奉献给神的。
Because we have been consecrated to the Lord.
好，那第三方面他讲到说，他们在祭坛根基上献上的是个人的甘心祭。
And then after the continual burnt offering, they also offered free will offerings.
弟兄姐妹，奉献的原则永远必须是甘心的。
The principle of offering will always be a free will offering.
不要因为说我告诉你们回家洗厕所，你们回家洗厕所。
Do not go back and clean your bathroom because I told you so.
不是因着弟兄告诉我们说我们当做这件事。
It is not because someone else told you that you ought to do it, that's why you do it.
但是因着基督的爱激励我们。
But by the constraining power of God's love.
因着我们在这祭坛的火上，我们有所奉献。
On the fire on the altar that you want to consecrate.
我们是甘心为主做这件事。
It is by a free will offering.
那姐妹说，我们看见当时犹大的渔民，他们回到耶路撒冷，他们在原有根基上。
So we see these remnants of Judah, they returned to Jerusalem and set up the altar on the foundations.
他们在那里将神所喜悦的祭来献给神。
And they offered to God an offering that's pleasing to Him.
你们这是一幅何等美的图画。
What a beautiful picture they gave us.
因为有一般神的百姓。
Because here is a people of God.
他们不甘于在巴比伦会堂 过一个宗教的生活。
They were not content with the religious life in Babylon.
他们渴望与神有一个真实活的交通。
They have a desire for true fellowship with the Lord.
他们渴望能够在祭坛的根基上能够向神有所奉献。
They desire to offer a sacrifice to the Lord on the altar.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我甘心于过一个会堂的生活吗？
Are we willing? Are we content today for a life in the synagogue?
我们愿意像当日的犹大渔民一样吗？
Or do we want to be the remnants of Judah?
我们愿意回到神的心意里头。
Are we willing to return to the heart of God?
我们愿意在祭坛原有的根基上。
Are we willing to set up the altar on the foundation?
主耶稣基督所为我们在十字架所成就的根基上。
That is the foundation of the cross of Christ.
我们在那里向神有所奉献。
That we can bring to Him a sacrifice and an offering.
愿早晨主的爱激励我们众人。
May the love of Christ again constrain us all.
让我们能够从巴比伦出来。
So that we can leave Babylon.
让我们能够回到耶路撒冷。
That we may return to Jerusalem.
回到神的心意。
To return to the heart of God.
回到祭坛的根基。
Return to the foundation of His altar.
回到主的十字架。
Return to the reality of His cross.
让我们能够献上神所喜悦的祭。
So that we can offer to Him something that is pleasing.
叫主的爱天天激励我们。
That the love of Christ may constrain us daily.
叫我们愿意背起我们的十字架。
That we'll be willing to take up His cross.
让圣灵在我们身上来做那十字架的工作。
So the Holy Spirit can do the work of the cross in us.
借着顺服圣灵的带领。
Through obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
借着十字架。
Through His cross.
叫我们能够来遵行神的旨意。
That we can follow and obey His will.
叫我们能够成为一般。跟随羔羊的人
so that we can be a people that follows the Lamb.
好叫今天主他建造他的教会的事上，我们能够与主一同有份。
That we can be a true co-worker and partaker of this building up work of the church.
那我们再低头一起有点祷告。
And let's bow in prayers.
主早晨，愿你的爱来激励我们。
Lord, this morning may you constrain us by your love.
主愿你的爱不放过我们。
That your love will not let us go.
主愿早晨在每一个在你面前的人。
So everyone who comes before your presence.
每一个你所爱的儿女。
Every child that is loved by you.
主你来摸着我们的心。
May you touch our heart.
主你不放过我们的心。
Do not let us go.
主叫我们的心能够被你来激动。
That our heart can be moved and touched by you.
主叫我们的生命能够被你来改变。
That our life can be changed.
主叫我们能够答应你的呼召。
That we may answer to your calling.
主我们能够回到祭坛的根基上。
To return to the foundation of the altar.
我们能够因着你十字架上的大爱。
Because of your great love on the
cross. 我们把自己来奉献给你。
That we can consecrate ourselves to you.
主我们也能够天天的来更新我们的奉献。
Help us daily to renew our consecration.
主好叫你在我们身上做那更新变化的工作。
So that you can do a renewing work in our life.
主来建造你的教会。
That you can build up your church.
来得找你所当得的荣耀。
To receive a glory that's due you.
愿颂赞都归给你。
All glory and honor be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.